This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, September 16th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. KUAF is supported by Northwest Arkansas Media, publishers of Northwest Arkansas Times, Springdale and Rogers Morning News, Benton County Daily Record, and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. These daily newspapers offer local, state, national, and international news, plus business and Razorback news. NWAOnline.com for more information. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the results of a new report that measures how students are affected by a trip to an art museum. Researchers from the University of Arkansas's Department of Education Reform have been working on the study, which is being published today. Plus, John Brown University takes steps toward creating a nursing program, the latest installment of Arkansas, and more. But first, officials with the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville are assuring state lawmakers that changes have been implemented to address monetary concerns. Chancellor David Gerhart says his campus is in sound financial shape despite a state audit that cited the school's fundraising division for poor management that led to deficits.
I accept full responsibility for any and everything that happens at my campus. While I am confident I understand the basic causes as to why it happened, it is indeed my responsibility to alleviate the cause and to fix the problem.
Chancellor Gerhart made that statement Friday before the Legislative Joint Auditing Committee. He and other school officials answered lawmakers' questions concerning problems uncovered in an audit released last week that showed the university's advancement division ended the 2012 fiscal year with a $4.19 million deficit. This week, a cancer study by the American Cancer Society will take place throughout Northwest Arkansas. Keisha Pittman, director of the Northwest Arkansas chapter of the American Cancer Society, says the study begins with an online survey to get a sense of participants' medical history, lifestyle choices, and other personal history to get some baseline information for the study.
And then the day of the appointment, they'll come in, ask a couple questions that are probably things they've already answered, but what that does is just help us verify they are who they say they are. They'll take a waist measurement in centimeters, so unless you do math, you don't have to worry about that one. And then they'll take a small blood sample, which is similar to what you do for lab work. And again, that's kind of frozen off-site. That'll be a reference point for our researchers to go back to. Then after that, it's really every 2 years or so, they'll check in with you with a follow-up survey, of course, probably clarifying some things they're beginning to discover as the 20-year time frame goes on.
The study being conducted this week is the third in a series of studies by the American Cancer Society. Pittman says the first cancer prevention study, conducted in the 1950s, linked cigarette smoking to the prevalence of lung cancer. The second study provided more evidence and resulted in the Surgeon General's warning label on tobacco products, and also gave evidence linking certain types of cancer to obesity. She says this new study will take the results of those two surveys even further, with even fewer people than were previously used.
The first two surveys that we did included, the first one was right at 1 million, the second one was 1.2 million. This is a nationwide survey, so nationwide we are trying to enroll 300,000, but here in Northwest Arkansas we're looking for between 250 and 500. So to really have the opportunity to be part of a national study, it's a great privilege to have that here in our backyard in Northwest Arkansas. But what I love even more is that in the past it's taken over 1 million people to get the answers we need. And this time we're looking for 300,000. So clearly we're honing in on some very specific things that are making progress.
Although walk-ins will be accepted at the various survey locations in Northwest Arkansas, Pittman encourages people wanting to participate to register for an appointment online the day prior to the in-person survey at cps3nwark.org. For a list of survey sites and times, visit our website, ozarksatlarge.com. The University of Arkansas Center for Advanced Spatial Technology will be conducting a study of its own this week. The center is partnering with the organizing body of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue in an attempt to get a more accurate attendance count for the festival. Jack Cothran, director of the center, says several aerial photographs will be used as part of a multi-layered data set to help get a refined count of the number of people in the area throughout the week.
The photographs will be taken from a helicopter with a standard camera, just sort of pointing it out the window, looking down. It will take several photos to cover the entire area. Those would be pieced together and, you know, map corrected so that they're all flat in the same scale and so forth. And then from those, a student can sit down, and there's an intern, I think, that the committee has hired, who will sit down and literally place a dot over every motorcycle that he or she can see. And then the number of dots are counted as he goes or she goes, and in the end we get an estimate of the number of motorcycles.
Although the technique has been used for attendance counts at other events with dense masses of people, like the 50th anniversary celebration of the March on Washington a few weeks ago, Cothran says just using aerial photographs alone won't cut it for a fluid, moving crowd like the one at Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
Everyone's scattered, and they're inside, they're under tents. You know, they're in bars, they're just all over the place, and they're not all in the same place at the same time. So we are not going to get a solid count of people, of attendance. You know, they estimate 200,000 or 400,000 or whatever it is. There's no way we can get that count from what we're doing. This is only going to be another data point, another bit of evidence that will help justify a count, and it will be used along with, you know, bar receipts, taxes, and so, you know, the tax receipts from the area for the time, hotel registrations, anything like that.
In addition, in-person surveys will be conducted on the ground to help further refine the data sets. Cothran says the multi-layered data collection is an experiment at this point, and exactly how the data will be assembled into an accurate attendance estimate is unknown. But he says the Center for Advanced Spatial Technology will likely partner with the Center for Business and Economic Research at the Walton College of Business to draw conclusions from the mass of data sets. Walmart has announced a sizable grant to the Northwest Arkansas Council. This morning, the retailer gave a $500,000 grant to support the council's Greater Northwest Arkansas Development Strategy. Karen Parker, senior president for the Walmart Foundation, says one of the areas of focus for the foundation's Northwest Arkansas Giving Program is to enhance the quality of life for all residents of the area.
Specifically to this grant with the Northwest Arkansas Council, you know, there are certain things such as educational improvements, you know, working with people on going back to college and getting that college education, job opportunities, working with the small business owners, and just overall increasing those available jobs in Northwest Arkansas. Healthy lifestyles, you know, we're looking at healthy nutrition, exercise, and what can we do as our part in making the lifestyle in Northwest Arkansas even healthier than it is currently.
She says the grant issued today is part of a 3-year commitment by the retailer to help improve the overall community of Northwest Arkansas by working not only with the Northwest Arkansas Council, but with other area organizations as well. As Arkansas Tech University's Ozark campus celebrates its 10th year as part of the Arkansas Tech system, the college has one more reason to celebrate. As of the school's 11th day of classes, 2,156 students were enrolled in fall classes, setting a fall enrollment record for the 9th consecutive year. According to the school, enrollment at ATU Ozark has increased 616% during the course of the past decade. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows in the 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of showers and highs from 87 in Northwest Arkansas to 91 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night and a slight chance of showers with lows in the mid-60s.